back to action. Rangers. God, that was lame. 6.78. When you get this message, come
quickly. 10, 9, 8. What was that from?
6, 5, 4. The Phantom Ranger. 1. We definitely need this video. Welcome to our Phantom Archive for the Power Is On podcast.
The Power Is On!
But this is our kind of our character-focused episode. It'll be a little bit shorter, but we're going to be specifically talking about Jason from Jason Lee Scott from Mighty Morphin.
These are like, it's like a mini-series, if you will.
Yeah, and we're just going to talk a little bit about this one specific character. Kind of jumping into it, I found out researching this that Austin St. John only took audition on a bet. He was bet $20 that he would, his friend bet him $20 he would get it if he auditioned. And he was like, fine, I'll do it. I'll audition. And he won, so he had to pay his friend $20.
Because, I mean, back in the day, like, they didn't get paid shit.
Oh, no.
For doing this.
And that's really one of the reasons that he left later on. But, Austin St. John comes
in. But what's he actually really known for other than Power Rangers?
True. Austin St. John comes in as Jason from the original Red Ranger.
The OG.
Yeah, he comes in. He's the leader, you know. He's also the one that coined back to action, which they use a little bit later on. But
There's been a lot of Red Rangers. There's been a lot of leaders. But Jason was the benchmark against what all Red Rangers have since been measured against.
Right.
And like, even Tommy, like, probably wasn't as good as of a Red Ranger as Jason.
Yeah. They do, like, they kind of allude to that in the Forever Red episode when they all come together. But, you know, like, he's one of the Rangers. Like, he fought Goldar and Tommy.
Unmorphed.
Yeah,
unmorphed. While they were powered.
Yeah,
Tommy. Or while Tommy was morphed as the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
So and then Goldar, obviously.
He's one of the few, like, just plain humans that fought both of them.
And held his own.
Yeah, he held his own. He got stuck in the dark dimension where Goldar's trying to like stab through the smoke, trying to get him. That was pretty cool. But he appeared in Mighty Morphin Season 1, 2. He's appeared in Zeo. He was in the Turbo movie as the bad guy kind of thing.
Yeah, where him and Kimberly get like brainwashed or something, or, like mind controlled.
He was in Forever Red. He comes back.
He comes back in Zeo to be the Gold Ranger.
Yeah. He was in Beast Morphers. He comes back for one episode. And technically, he's in Super Mega Force and the Once and Always show, except for it's not him. It's, you know, it's just his suit actor. But, you know,
not Rocky.
Right. But, I mean, he's been in a lot more than what you realize when you first start to look at it. But, yeah, like, I mean, granted, his top form was in Season 1, 2, and then Zeo. So.
Yeah. I think Zeo was his crowning moment.
Yeah, he got to come back, and he, you know, not having to be the leader, he kind of got to
be his own kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because most of season one, Jason, his character is pretty much just because he's in charge.
Yeah.
Like, that's everything he does is hinged on it.
Right, and that's, like, his whole personality.
That's his whole personality, and it's just kind of like, all right, we get it, you're in charge of the Power Rangers. And it's like, he did a very great job of being in charge of all the Power Rangers. He was de facto in charge. I mean, you watch all five of them, and you're like, well, he's obviously pulling the strings here. He's obviously the one with the biggest set of balls.
Well, even when Tommy was there as the Green Ranger,
he was still number one.
Yeah.
I still think it's a slight when they bring in Tommy as the White Ranger, and then he's just like the new leader of the Power Rangers, and it's like,
we didn't discuss this.
If I was Jason, I'd have been like, so wait a minute, time out. The dude who was brainwashed and basically almost killed all of us, who we brought back, brought him into the group, and I've been leading this pack the whole damn time. He loses powers. You do magic and come up with the White Ranger coin, and he just gets to be in charge. Like, I haven't been doing it the entire time. Like, what about my quality of work of getting us this far just made you decide I'm getting demoted?
But yeah, like we were saying, he gets to return as the Gold Zio Ranger. Where that's really where he mm-hmm. you see a lot more of his personality.
He's a lot more fun.
Yeah. He meets, like at one point, he meets some other girl that mm-hmm. when he loses the powers, he kind of goes off, walks off into the sunset.
That's when the power's killing him.
Yeah, like they're unstable. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's slowly killing him. Because there's a couple of episodes where, like, he's fighting and, like, his powers just disappear, like, in the middle of the fight. Mm-hmm. Or, like, there's one episode where, like, he's his normal self, but he starts feeling real weak and, like, almost passes out. And they have to, you know, carry him and all that stuff. But, yeah, he has a. He actually had more Zords than I thought he did.
Well, he's got the Tyrannosaurus Zord.
Yeah.
He has the Red Dragon.
Right.
Warrior Zord.
He gets to use the Dragon Zord some, technically. He when Tommy loses his powers, he gets to command the Dragon Zord.
Yeah, because he gets the Dragon. Yeah, so he gets that one.
He's got
the Warrior Wheel.
That, which I didn't, we had talked about before. I didn't realize that was his until you had told me. And then I was like, nah, I had to go look it up. And I was like,
yeah, I told you.
Matter of fact, yeah.
Pyramidus?
Yeah, potentially Pyramidus. I don't remember if you actually see him use it, but he does have the ability to call on it, that's essentially.
So that's five.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all he has, but that was more than what I remembered, because I forgot all about the Warrior Wheel until we had talked about it before. Mm-hmm. But he's also the only Ranger that was ever able to go one-on-one with Tommy.
And win.
Yeah, because you had... when he fights Tommy the first time, he ends up losing. But then he fights him, you know, one-on-one without powers in the Dark Dimension. And then at the end of Green with Evil, he fights him and beats him, destroys the Sword of Darkness. And so it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I know you don't read the comics, but in the comics, he actually has one more form where he becomes the Red Omega Ranger.
That just sounds cool.
Where him, Trini, and Zach go off into space. Which, mm-hmm. in the comics, they say they're going on the peace conference, and actually they go off into space and become Rangers in space without the rest of the team knowing. Mm-hmm. And they go and they confront, like, the Morphin Masters and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool there. Another thing I kind of wrote down was he had one of the best rivalries with, like, a monster. Because it was him versus Goldar many times.
A lot.
Times. Yeah.
The two of them were always talking shit. Yeah, Goldar was talking a lot of shit.
They would fight one-on-one a lot, which was pretty cool.
And then he was the only one who could go toe-to-toe with Tommy.
Yeah. Well, because you don't see that very often, you know, at least in the more recent seasons that they had.
Especially because Tommy gets this, like, you know, mythical status very, very quickly.
But like in
from Zio, season two through Turbo.
In Zio, you don't see like a general having like a one-on-one kind of fight much.
No.
In Turbo, it doesn't happen. Now, in Space, it does because you have Andros and Ecliptor.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, it was a good rivalry between him and Goldar where they're arguing and fighting. And
nobody said it's Morphin time with more conviction than Jason.
That or back to action.
When Jason said, it's Morphin time.
It's Morphin time.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it is. Like, I'm reaching for my Morpher. It's in the cabinet, but I'm reaching behind my back like I have it. And I'm going to go, Dragon Sword, because, you know, Green Ranger is the coolest. But Jason was just the best Red Ranger.
I wrote down a few of his, like, defining moments, at least to me, which was the first one that I wrote down was King Sphinx in season one, episode four, where he's basically... The other Rangers have all lost their powers, and he's having to fight King Sphinx and Goldar. Mm-hmm. And then they end up growing, and he's, like, running from them, having to fight back, trying to survive, before he ends up finding the Rangers, like, crystals to get their powers back. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was a really good one where he's fighting King Sphinx. The next one I wrote down was In the Dark Dimension versus Goldar and Tommy, which is season one.
He has
one.
To fight both of them and hold his own against them.
Yeah, season one, episode 18 and 19.
Yep.
Which we already kind of talked about, but yeah, he has to fight both of them unmorphed while trapped. Then there's another part that I know you haven't seen where he takes out General Vengix. Well, actually, you did see this because this is Forever Red, where he's fighting the Shadow Borg, which is considered General Vengix. He beats him in that episode. Like, he does like the super kick to him, and then Vengix runs off and jumps into Serpentera. Then, you know, becoming the Gold Rangers also like a defining moment. In season four, episode 34.
It's the greatest suit of power suit ever.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
It's no one, I mean, the Green Ranger one is like, yeah, the Black Ranger, the Red Ranger, they're all beautiful. Like even Tommy's Black Ranger suit or the White Ranger from that season from Dino Fury. Mm-hmm. Like, or Like, there's been a lot of, like, ones you're just like, man, that just looks sharp. But the Gold Ranger Zeo suit was like, damn, that's nice. I want to be that one.
Another thing I wrote down was in season 27, episode 13, he fights Goldar Maximus and leads all the Dino Rangers against him, which Goldar Maximus is, it would have been a lot cooler if they had just, like, let him be Goldar. He's kind of watered down.
Yeah. Goldar got watered down real fast.
Yeah. Then you have season 1, episode 24, where he's teaming with Tommy, and Tommy gives him his shield. That was a cool moment.
That was cool.
Then you also had the episode where, I forgot what episode it was. It's season 1, but when he's fighting Cardiotron, and he puts on the gold, he has like
the dragon shield. The
dragon shield, and he has both weapons. And like, he powers them both up. One's glowing green, one's glowing red. Mm-hmm. And like, as he goes to make a strike with one, like, his whole body started glowing. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty baller.
And then also wrote down in season 4, episode 42 and 43, when as the Gold Zeo Ranger, he has to go to the Monster Arena and fight the brainwashed Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Where like what's his name? Not Prince Gasket. Sprocket? Mm-hmm. No, it's Gasket. Prince Gasket has like convinced Tommy like through brainwashing that he's the king. Mm-hmm. So then Tommy and the Gold Ranger have to fight there.
And then even while the other Zeo Rangers are fighting King Mondo, when he has the Damocles sword, like, Jason's over here, like, running his own mission to, like, get them, like, the power-ups and, like, figure out other stuff. And he's, like, fighting everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just dealing with King Mondo. He's fighting, like, everyone else to get it, and he does. And there's just like, yeah, well, that's why we send Jason.
But there was one really cool part that I found as I was making some, like, a little video for our YouTube stuff. Mm-hmm. Where he's like running through the woods, and like it's when he's starting to lose the power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's running, and like he leans up against this tree, and the power just disappears, mm-hmm. and then it like flashes back up onto him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rita and Zed appear because they're trying to take the power from him as he's losing it. Well, they appear, and then he gets ready to fight them, and the power's kind of like flickering on and off of his body. And then King Mondo and the rest of them appear. Well, then Zed, Mondo, and all them start arguing. Jason just like scampers off, like, okay, well, bye.
All right, well, you're not paying attention to me, so toodles.
But it was really cool, like the cinematography, because it was a lot darker because he's like in the shadows and the smoke wafting around the screen. It's pretty cool. But you know, Jason was probably one of the most, besides Tommy, probably the most skilled, like, unmorphed person there was.
Yeah,
because you know he does all the martial arts competitions.
I mean, if you had to do like a I'll say like Mortal Kombat tournament of all Rangers.
Yeah.
You know Jason's going to make the top 10.
Yeah.
Probably the top 4.
Well, because, I mean, other than maybe a handful, he shows to be the most like competent in fighting, you know, out of the whole series.
I mean, he was competent before he was a Ranger.
Yeah.
And the Rangers, being a Ranger, just only skyrocketed his.
Yeah, before a Ranger, he was teaching people how to do karate.
So. Mm-hmm. Like Billy.
And then he's also probably way overpowered for a human because. Mm-hmm. In the King Sphinx episode, his, like, civilian story that's going on, he's trying to beat the bench press competition.
Mm-hmm.
He does 1,010 reps of whatever he's doing.
No one, like, has ever done. Like, Batman ain't doing that.
What I find
Captain America is, like, maybe coming close, depending on how much weight.
It's 1,010 reps that he does, and he beats the record by beating Bulk's record, which was 1,009 somehow.
Hey, Bulk ain't no slouch. They don't call him Bulk for a reason. Because he's bulked up. He's svelte.
I just thought it was kind of funny. But, you know, I do wish that, like, in season 2, he'd gotten to use the Red Dragon Thunder Zord a little more.
Before Zach and Trini left.
Yeah. But he does do one of the most impressive parts, which is he, like, kind of, as the Red Dragon Thunder Zord, holds off Serpentera so that the rest of the Rangers can get the Sword of Light. So it's pretty neat. Saying,
I mean, I love Jason off the rip. Like, it's like he's in charge. He's the Red Ranger. Like when I'm playing Power Rangers as a little kid, everybody wanted to be Jason or Tommy.
Yeah,
and you know, some people wanted to be Zach or Billy, or girls wanted to be Kimberly if girls were even going to play. Yeah. But or very few people wanted to be Trini for some reason. I think it's just they didn't know who she was, or was Aisha.
Later on,
Aisha was next. Because, like, by the time we were growing up, like, they were already through Zeo, through Turbo.
Well, not for me.
Well, yeah, no, not for you. But for those of us born 5 years later, Mitch, you know, But it was all about, you know, the suits. But Jason was just kind of like that cool dude who, like, he was jock, but he was really relatable. He was nice. He wasn't a douche.
Yeah.
And he could kick wholesale ass when he needed it.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
And he was the only one who could really put Tommy in his place.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one Tommy would be like, oh, shit, I got to fight Jason.
Well, because he fights Tommy a couple of times there, or, and, you know, as well as the evil Green
Ranger. Doesn't he beat him in, like, a karate tournament?
Well, yeah, he fights him in the karate tournament, and he just barely wins there. Mm-hmm. That's when they first meet him. Like, that's their first time meeting him, like, at ever. And then he also has to fight when he's the Gold Ranger against the Red Zeo there at the arena kind of thing. So, I mean, he's the only one that can hold his own against Tommy.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think any other Rangers really fought Tommy.
No.
Or even if they did, came close to beating him.
Yeah, so.
Or we're like, they could take him.
So what's your favorite Jason moment? Like, out of all of them.
I don't know. He's had so many cool moments. He really has. Like, he's always just been that guy.
Yeah.
And he started out as that guy. And this is before, you know, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because Tommy was just six episodes and he was gone. And then he came back, like, 20-something, 30-something episodes later.
Yeah.
And had his moment. But Jason, I mean, him fighting Goldar one-on-one. That was always great. When he fights Goldar and he fights Tommy and Tommy's morphed and he's still holding his own and he's not morphed, that's like, oh, shit.
That's what I said.
Jason's that kind of guy.
That's what I said was my favorite. When he's in the Dark Dimension, he has to fight Goldar and Tommy.
When he shows up and gets the Gold Ranger power.
That's pretty cool, too. He, like, comes running in. Like, Tommy, like, he's got the
white bandana on his head. He's got white. He's, like, the duster jacket with, like, the rain shield thing on it.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, you know, he takes the power, and then it's just, like, you know. Because I think he says back to action.
Yeah, he does.
When he does it. And then it's, like, go Ranger power. And he does, like, the accent. It's awesome. It's, like, yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, just a perfect Jason moment. And then even in Forever Red, where they're, because he's the first one to morph.
I like when he meets the Wild Forest Ranger for the first time. Cole Evans is like, goes and sticks his hand out to shake it. And Jason's just like, yeah, just walks off.
Doesn't all shake right. his hand. Good job, champ. And then, like, they go to fight, and, like, he, like, the Wild Forest Ranger, like, gets his butt kicked for a second, and he's just like, not bad. And he's like, watch this.
Yeah.
And he goes flying through, just beats the ever-living crap out of whatever Beetleborg they had, and just, like, annihilates him. It's just, everybody's just like, Jason! Like, but, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
But, I mean, it was cool to see him. Like, he fights the cogs and stuff, you know, again, unmorphed before all that starts. It was cool to see him come back, riding up on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, even Tommy's just like, I didn't know if he was going to come. And it's just like, and then it's like, holy crap, it's Jason.
I have to say, seeing up, seeing.
Because, like, let's be real, they could have gotten Rocky and he would have done it. But getting Jason was like, yeah, you got to get Jason.
Seeing the low-level, like, Predator moment where the two of them, like, clap yeah. hands.
Jason, you son of a bitch. What's the matter? Zordon got you pushing too many pencils?
Yeah, it was cool to see them, you know, kind of reconcile and come back together. Mm-hmm. Even though they didn't necessarily get along off screen, but, yeah. It was nice.
They didn't get along off screen?
No.
Austin, St. John, Tommy, and Jason never frank?
No.
Really?
Like, they wouldn't even go to the same conventions most of the time.
I had heard that. I didn't know too much about it, though.
Yeah, without revealing too much, I heard some of the other people talking about it when I was doing my,
Ranger security gig?
Yeah. When I did that, I heard some of them talking about how, you know, if they got them together, they would just keep them separate on different sides of the convention kind of thing. But
I didn't know they had, like, that much beef.
Yeah.
What were they beefing about?
I don't remember. I don't know specifically, but, yeah, they didn't necessarily get along. So. But, that's kind of what this episode will be about, or this version of the episodes will be about.
He's a little short, 15-20 minute.
Yep.
That's where we just talk about a ranger.
We talked about the Red Ranger here. Next,
we're going to talk about him, a little about the actor.
Yeah, next we're going to talk about Billy, the Blue Ranger. So tune in, you know, see if you like these, let us know. If you don't, we'll keep doing them anyway. So
screw you. We're going to do whatever we want. It's our show.
Yeah, yeah. But let us know what you think.
Bye. It's a bomb.
I knew you would return, Rangers, but I've left to follow Dark Spectre. We must keep searching for Zordon, no matter how difficult the search may be. Until we meet again, Rangers.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
still the best. I'm so happy we picked this one. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, Zio.